Just before I go any further, I want to recommend to you a really, really good book that's been written about this parable of the two sons. It's called The Prodigal God by Tim Keller. You can get it for about £5, and there's a DVD resource that goes with it now. It's really, really great, and a lot of what we've looked at this morning has been based on it. And just for these last few minutes, I want to share with you just a little bit from the chapter in the book called The True Elder Brother. You see, in the chapter where we find this story, Luke chapter 15, Jesus actually tells us three stories that have all got the same theme. So he's talking to some Pharisees, and they've been really, really complaining badly that Jesus spends time with sinners. So he tells them these three stories. In the first one, I guess many of you know it well, there's a shepherd, and he's got 100 sheep, but one of them goes missing. And he's not content just to say, well, I've got the 99 still. He goes and he searches out the one that's lost. And he finds this lost sheep and he calls all his neighbors and all of his friends together and he says, let's celebrate. Let's have a party. I found the sheep that was lost. Then in the next story, there's a woman and she's got 10 coins. But one of the coins gets lost. And just like that shepherd, she is not content to stick with what she's got. She turns the whole place upside down. You know, the sofas are getting tipped up. Everywhere that she can look until she finds that coin. And she has a party too. And she says, rejoice, for I found my lost coin. So the similarities between these three stories are really obvious, aren't they? In each of the stories, something is lost. A sheep in the first story. A coin in the second story. And in this third story, a son is lost. And in each of the stories, the thing that has been lost gets found. The one who has lost something finds it again. The sheep comes home. The woman gets the coin. The father gets the son. And in each of the stories also, when that which was lost is found, there's a big, big party to celebrate. So loads of similarities, but there's one glaring difference between the first two stories and this story of the sons. You see, in the parable of the sheep, someone goes out and searches to find what was lost. And in the parable of the coin, when the coin gets lost, someone searches until the coin is found. So when we reach this third story and we discover that the son has been lost, what are we expecting to read? We're expecting to read that someone goes looking. That someone packs a rucksack and sets off to find him and leaves no stone unturned. And does whatever it takes to bring this younger son home. We're expecting somebody to go out and embark on the kind of search that we've seen happening so poignantly in Mid Wales this last couple of weeks. Somebody should go looking. But in this third story, nobody goes looking, which is meant to shock us. And you know, Jesus is inviting us to do something. He wants us to ask the question, who should have gone looking? Who should have gone to search for this lost son? And the answer is the elder brother. There's a college professor in America by the name of Ed Clowney, and he used to tell the story of a young American soldier who was out in the war in Vietnam and went missing in action while he was out there fighting. And his family back home in America just couldn't get word of what had happened to him. They were desperate to know he was safe, but no word came. So one day his older brother flew out to Vietnam and at great risk, at the very real risk of his life, he began to search the jungles and search through the battlefields to try and find his younger brother. And it said that both sides of the war came to hear of his story and no harm came to him because they both honored what he was trying to do. And he became so well known that he was eventually referred to simply as the brother. You know, that's what the elder brother in this story should have done. He should have said, "Oh, Dad, my younger brother's been a complete idiot. He's ruined this family, but I'm going to go and seek him out. I'm going to do whatever it takes, whatever it costs. I'm going to bring him home. And I'll do so at my expense." Well, in this story, the younger brother doesn't have that kind of an elder brother. In the story Jesus tells, the younger brother gets a self-righteous Pharisee for an elder brother. But all I want to really give you this morning is that we don't. Because we get the true elder brother, Jesus Christ. You know, every single one of us, if we take what the Bible says about us seriously, we're just as lost as this younger son. Just as far from God. But our elder brother came to seek and save that which was lost. And our elder brother didn't just have to go from one town to the next on his search, or from one country to the next. But our elder brother had to leave heaven and come to earth to seek and find us. And to bring us back into the family, it cost him not financial expense, but it came at the very cost of his own life. For turning our backs on the Father, you know, none of us deserve to be in the family. None of us deserve to be in that party. We deserve to be on the outside. But at the cross, our true elder brother paid the full price to bring us home. There at the cross, Jesus Christ was stripped of the clothing that he wore so that we could be clothed in the royal robe. And there at the cross, Jesus Christ was given the crown of thorns so that we could be given the ring of the family. And there on the cross, Jesus tasted the bitterness of vinegar so that we could be welcomed to the party where we can eat of the fattened calf. And Jesus died as a rejected outcast so that we can be brought in to the love and the welcome and the acceptance and the home of the Father. Isn't that amazing? And we were lost, we were without any hope. But you have a true elder brother who stopped at nothing but went all the way to the cross to seek, to save, to bring you in. And I think we should thank him for that now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, we just want to say thank you that you are the true elder brother, our true elder brother. We thank you that unlike this self-righteous elder brother in the story that cared nothing for his younger brother, you cared so infinitely for us that you went on the greatest search and rescue there has ever been, leaving the glory of heaven to come to earth and exchanging the royal robes that were yours for a crown that we might be adorned in robes and having the royal ring on our finger and sharing in the feast of the fattened calf. Lord, all of this is undeserved, but because of you, our great and true and loving elder brother, it's possible. And we can be welcomed in and receive God as Father. Lord, I pray that for those of us who've done that, we would be all the more grateful this morning. For anyone here who is not, may we come to you and be able to say, once I was lost, but now I'm found. In your precious name, amen.